This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
How is it that you demonstrate love in your life to other people? How is it that you demonstrate that you have a spirit of love? How is it that you demonstrate, more than that you have the love of Christ in your life? Do you demonstrate that love by loving those who love you? Do you demonstrate that love by blessing those who bless you? Do you demonstrate that love by caring about the people who care for you? This may shock some of you, but the answer is no, with a capital N. You do not demonstrate the love of God in your life and the love of Christ in your life by doing those things, according to Jesus. In the most controversial passage in Luke that we're going to study today, Jesus said you demonstrate the love of God in your life by loving the people who hate you. You demonstrate the love of God in your life by blessing the people who curse you. And you demonstrate the love of God in your life by caring for the people who couldn't care less about you. You say, that really doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't. The passage we study today does not make sense to the secular mind. But let's take it a step further. It doesn't make sense to a lot of Christian minds either. We're going to look at a passage today that is not only controversial, I've actually had people say, Randy, I don't like this passage. It's so hard. I don't like this passage of Scripture because it's impossible to follow, it's impossible to believe, and it's impossible to live. And yet I want you to read with me The Ultimate Choice in Life. It's exactly where I left off last week. We're continuing our study in Luke and the Sermon on the Mount. Luke 6:27. Jesus is speaking in his most famous message that he ever gave. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Would you underline that in your Bible? God is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. This passage is interesting because I've heard people say this, Randy, wouldn't it be wonderful if entire nations would follow this passage in Luke? Wouldn't it be great if the countries of the world would somehow adopt this as the code of behavior? And wouldn't it be wonderful if the world would adopt that? You know, my problem isn't with the world following that scripture. My problem is me following the scripture. And if you're honest, you're frank with yourself, and you don't adopt a case of denial here, the problem you have with Luke 6 here is you, just along with me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.